currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Erica Sanford. You might know the Leadership for Life organization by their most famous club, the Boy Scouts of America, but they have another club that, for years, has helped shape future generations of police officers. As feature reporter Christian Knight reports, these police explorers learn how to handle a variety of social issues through monthly practice and up-close observation.
New Year's, 2009. 18-year-old Matt Nugent was riding along with a Kirkland police officer when dispatch beckoned them to a scene of domestic violence.
And the suspect actually turned on the officer and they began to scuffle, and so I remember grabbing the radio that was in the vehicle and calling out for help because the officer couldn't do so himself. I got on the radio and said, Paul King 5's in a fight, needs help. And that's what I said. I said that twice, I repeated it, and within a matter of seconds, there was help that was there. I remember getting recognized later on for that, and that was something that really stuck with me and is special to me to this day.
So we have a thing within the police department, it's called the Chief's Coin, and it's simply a token of our appreciation for a job well done. So now, Matt, I'd like you to come up, and I could like to present this to you.
Congratulations.
Nugent had been training for these kinds of scenarios with Kirkland's Police Explorers program.
Thank you.
Through the program, he had learned how to fire a gun, how to make an arrest, and how to make that crucial radio call for backup.
You deal with the public, and so we've had to experience many things, whether it's positive reinforcement of people that are really happy with law enforcement, and we also deal with the other side, which is not as fun, but we do have, when we're out working events, which explorers do, they work with officers, directing traffic, closing down intersections, things like that, and sometimes the public's not exactly happy with us, and so our skills really come into play for that.
Leadership is one of the program's objectives, but it is equally focused on discipline. If explorers' grade point averages drop below 2.5, they are dismissed. If they violate the law, they are dismissed. If teenagers can abide, however, and most do, they have the opportunity to pursue their passion up to the national stage.
We train them basically what police officers do, whether it's traffic accidents, doing traffic stops, whether it's doing domestic violence scenarios. Basically, they learn everything we do. They get to go for ride-alongs, which I think we talked about where they remain in the car at the time, but they get to see what officers do. So it's one of the perks. It basically gets them, like I said, they're hands-on with police officers, and then they also get to take that experience onto the real world if they want to train to become a police officer, which a good percentage of them do.
Last year, Kirkland's explorers ventured to Atlanta, where they competed in a biannual nationwide tournament testing explorers' competence in one of 13 different disciplines, ranging from traffic stops and domestic violence to target practice and crime prevention.
One that my squad got to do was the traffic collision investigation. And so we were outside in the heat of Georgia in the middle of the day in July for about an hour. And it's really hands-on. We have classes where we talk about a lot, and there, they're not teaching you. There's not somebody walking you through it. It's they expect you to know it, and you go and, you got to apply what you know. And it's not like they're telling you, hey, you should have done this. They kind of watch you and they grade you when you're done.
The Kirkland Explorer team that competed in crime prevention scored above the 90th percentile and finished fourth.
They train those 2 years basically to prepare for that one. And our next one's coming up in Colorado in the July of 2012. We have a meeting every second and fourth Thursday of the month. So each meeting we have a set schedule of what we're training them on. So like this week will be defensive tactics and arrest procedures.
Explorers can be as young as 14 and train until they are 21. Currently, 14 of Kirkland's youth are enrolled in the program, and the police department caps enrollment at 20.
We'd like to actively recruit anyone that's interested in becoming an explorer. We'd like to get up to 20. We do a criminal background check because that is one of the requirements for our explorers is basically they have to abide by the law and continue to abide by the law. So background check is done. They're also required to keep a 2.5 GPA.
The reason for me was to really network within the department, get to know officers, get the training that we get here as explorers, and to help understand what an officer does each and every day and what their duties are, their responsibilities. So this post really helps with interacting with the public and also receiving the training, the hands-on training that officers go through.
For more information on the Police Explorers, contact Detective O'Neill at 425-587-3502 or email him at aoneill@kirklandwa.gov.
Some residents have been asking the city why more black and white police vehicles have been appearing in the new neighborhoods and how the city's patrol services has changed since annexation. In early 2010, the police department replaced three dark blue Ford patrol vehicles with the Dodge Two-Tones. Annexation required more patrol officers and six more Dodge Chargers. Since then, the police department has added more black and white vehicles. Now, 13 of the department's 17 patrol vehicles are two-toned black and white. This was a deliberate decision by Police Chief Eric Olson, who wanted to increase public awareness through obvious visibility.
Well, we believe that the visibility of police officers in neighborhoods are very important. And one of the things we did was we changed the color scheme on our cars to a more traditional black and white. And the reason for that is black and white police cars are readily identifiable, and people see them and they recognize that there's a police officer. And the change has been very effective.
Of course, to protect three extra neighborhoods and 30,000 more people, Kirkland's Police Department had to do more than change the color scheme of its patrol cars. It had to add more police officers. Now, each of the three neighborhoods has a full-time police officer assigned to it, along with its share of a canine unit. And the department uses statistical data to help it allocate officers where violations are most likely to occur. Generally, these hot spots are in school zones during school hours and midnight through 2 a.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights when DUIs spike.
Initially, when we annexed, we saw some increase in calls from the annexation area. The new neighborhoods, people were calling for increased patrols. We also had officers work in school zones, trying to be highly visible in an effort to let people know that we were providing a high quality, high level of police services, and also to reach out to the community in a community-oriented policing program to work with our community.
When Kirkland annexed Rose Hill in 1988, the police department received a dramatic spike in calls. So far, the 2011 annexation hasn't matched the 1988 spike. But people are calling and experimenting with their new service.
We've received many thank yous in the form of letters and emails from the neighborhoods thanking us for being visible, for responding to their calls, to investigating the various cases, and also to being part of the neighborhood. And that's something that we really thoroughly enjoy, is providing that level of quality policing to the neighborhoods.
For more information about the Kirkland Police Department, go to kirklandwa.gov/police. On October 28th, one hot spot that won't slip under the police department's radar is the North Kirkland Community Center. At 10 a.m. on that day, City of Kirkland officials are expecting the community center to be overrun by 200 mini monsters, witches, ghouls, clowns, and princesses. For 2 hours, children 5 years old and younger will be swamp fishing, monster bowling, monster feeding, and monster cookie walking. It's all a part of the 8th annual Pee Wee Monster Bash. And every year, all 200 of the $10 tickets sell out early. To reserve your spot at one of the community's most popular kid events, call 425-587-3350 or visit kirklandparks.net for more information. From 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on October 29th, the Kirkland Police Department will be accepting the public's unwanted prescription medication. These 4 hours will prevent millions of pills from leaching into our streams and groundwater. And just as importantly, the Take Back Your Meds campaign will keep these pills out of the hands of would-be abusers. Leftover medicine can quickly become an illegal habit or an illegal market. And if flushed down the toilet or thrown in the garbage, it can leach into streams, groundwater, and sometimes even our drinking water. To encourage the proper disposal of prescription medication, King County produced a series of public service announcements. Here's one of them.
Lady, I'm expired. I do what I want, alright?
But...
What? You thought you were just gonna flush me away?
For more information on the effort, visit takebackyourmeds.org. And finally, the city's Parks Department is looking for public feedback on two questions. Do you think tobacco smoke should be allowed in the city's parks? And what kind of improvements and new directions would you like to see the city parks pursue? You can influence these discussions by taking a quick online survey. To express your opinions regarding tobacco smoke, visit kirklandwa.gov/tobacco survey. To help steer the city's current and future park system, visit kirklandwa.gov/parks opinion survey. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. See you next week.